Do you need an attorney? Call someone you can trust. The Broward County Bar Association, a not-for-profit organization, was founded in 1925 to foster courtesy, ethics, and professionalism, as well as to provide necessary legal services throughout South Florida. The Broward County Bar Association, 3,000 members strong, has attorney members that work throughout the entire state of Florida, as well as nationally and internationally. Remember, the Broward County Bar Association is a referral you can count on. Call the Broward County Bar Association at 954-764-8310 for all your legal needs. A referral you can count on. 954-764-8310. Or contact online at browardbar.org. Non-lawyer spokesperson.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, if you recently relocated to Florida, your will may need to be revised in accordance with Florida laws. You should have your will reviewed to ensure that it can properly be probated in Florida and that you have witnesses who are available to establish the validity of your will in Florida, that your personal representative is qualified under Florida law to carry out your final wishes. We are very pleased to have Marcia Midorsky, who is a board-certified attorney in tax law and a partner in Duane Morris. That is one of the most respected international law firms with over 750 lawyers worldwide. Wow. But I'd first like to introduce and welcome our legal panel today. First of all, Michael Santucci.
How are you, Phil?
You're sick, but the show still must go on.
We're going. And I want to also acknowledge that we have an old friend and producer, Giovanni Lopez.
Yep.
In the studio, who last week on Facebook Live, I wished a happy birthday to. I don't know if you saw that, but he's in the flesh today instead of just in New York City.
So. And today's program actually is being produced by Giovanni as well. And Gary Ostro happens to be in mediation about a couple blocks away. He hopes he could be here. And, of course, Gary Singer was running from court, and he's on his way and hopefully can join us. So if not, Mike, we're going to carry it ourselves.
Anybody that's handled a mediation knows that it could last several hours, or he could be there till midnight. So
you know, Mike,
or later.
Yeah,
yes.
Or later. You know, Mike, I started out about if you recently relocated to Florida, because last year 265,000 people made Florida their permanent home. That's historic. The first time that California lost out in history. You know, everyone was going west, I guess. Mike, I think we should build the wall around Florida. We have too many people here.
Well, it's tax revenue for us, too, so that's nice. Property tax revenue.
This is true. But there are clearly benefits to being a Florida resident when it comes to wills, trusts, and estates. And we're very pleased to have board-certified tax lawyer Marcia Midorsky from the law firm of Duane Morris. Welcome to Legal News and Review.
Thank you so very much. Happy to be here.
Marcia, my first question is, why estate lawyers act that probate is a dirty word to avoid it at all costs? Marcia, is probate a bad thing?
Well, it depends. If you're a lawyer, it's not a bad thing because you get more fees that way.
Right.
But to people don't necessarily like to have the fees that are paid to lawyers, nor do they like the lengthy procedure that probate entails.
I understand also you alerted me, and I found some information regarding the shortage of judges. There's like a backlog in probate. Is that actually still the case?
Absolutely, and it gets worse every day. In Dade County, where I primarily practice, we are just getting a fifth judge to join the four judges that have been there for a long time. However, in Dade and also in Broward County, when I file new probate actions it can take anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5 months simply to get the estate open and get the personal representative appointed.
One thing you pointed out to me was how aggressive other states can be to get, estate taxes, such as
New Jersey.
Right. Where Florida, you don't have that.
Florida has no estate tax at all. Florida has no inheritance tax. There are some states that have inheritance taxes. New Jersey, I believe, has both an estate tax and an inheritance tax. New York has some large taxes, too, which is one of the reasons that so many people retire to Florida.
I have to stick up for New Jersey, though. That might sound bad. We have excellent public schools in Jersey. Well, we did when I lived there. I've been a Floridian for close to 30 years now. But,
Jersey happens to be one of the more aggressive units as far as estate tax goes.
Estate tax.
Yes. And inheritance tax.
That was an issue in the news just today, on the day we're taping the show, at least, with the Republican rollout of the tax reform bill. And there was talk about completely repealing the federal estate tax, which they brand as they call the death tax. And I want to ask you right now, the federal, what is the amount that your estate has to be worth before, under the current law, that you are subject to an estate tax on the federal level?
For 2017, it's $5.43 million, I believe, for 2017, and it goes up incrementally each year. I haven't been able to read the entire new package that came out. I saw a couple blurbs on it, and they were saying that it was going to be a gradual reduction.
Right.
The estate tax has gone up and down and sideways since I began practicing. Mm-hmm. In 1981 or 82 was when we had the first change. And the estate tax at that time, the minimum was a $675,000 minimum.
Well, that's pretty low.
So it has gone up, and it was, I think, at 2010 or 2012 when there was no tax for that 1 year, and then it came back again. And when they say it's going to be repealed forever, it's going to be repealed for a short period
of
time.
Yeah, right. But right now it's not really affecting working class people because it's at that $5.4 million amount.
Although people are getting closer and closer, even in the middle class, to that number because of so many of our assets, like our homes, that are going up. It used to be, it was meant to hit the very, very rich, but it is now hitting more the middle class.
You know, when it comes to estates and the valuation of estates, you've handled some complex, large estates, $250 million in one case.
I have.
As well. But how is an estate actually calculated? Now, Mike is an entertainment law attorney. They have sports figures that they represent. Matter of fact, Chubby Checker as well. I love Chubby Checker, the twist. And it's Fats Domino that passed away. But in all reality, how are those things calculated? I know the Jerry Garcia estate took 20 years to close.
The personal representative or the trustee or whoever is in charge of the estate is charged with marshaling the assets. Mm-hmm. Internal Revenue Service will have some idea what everyone has from the reporting each year of their income tax and those that have previously filed gift tax returns. Because the gift tax is part of the same tax as the estate tax. It's $5.4 million for either gifts or passing through an estate.
It's doubled if you're married, correct?
It's $5.4 per person.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So, yes, it would be doubled. And there are also unlimited deductions between husbands and wives. So many times on the death of the first spouse, even if there's more than $5 million or more than $10 million, there will be no tax on the death of the first spouse. They'll soak up whatever parts they can on the first death, and then the rest gets transferred over for the death of the second, or there's no tax on the death of the first because it's a marital deduction, which means that it passes with no tax, and then all of the tax would be applied on the $10.8 million+ after the death of the second spouse.
What taxes needed to be paid after someone's death? And another follow-up question I have actually from a neighbor of mine is what would happen to their investment retirement funds, like IRAs and things like that?
IRAs, 401ks, and those sorts of things are included in your estate for estate tax purposes. Anything that you own in your name or jointly are part of the assets that are counted towards your $5.4 million. So they are all taxed. The only difference is that things like IRAs, certain bank accounts, insurance policies, and those sorts of assets, rather than going through probate or being in a trust, often are contracts and therefore have beneficiary listings. Mm-hmm. So they will pass to the beneficiary outside of probate, outside of any type of administration.
So federal income tax is the last year of their life. That needs to be filed?
You need to file a federal income tax return, a 1040 return for your individual taxes, and then depending on the size of your estate, you may need and the 706, which is the estate tax return. And you may also have to file a 1041, which is an estate income tax return. Those are the various taxes that you would have to pay or may have to pay with a probate estate or trust.
Now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And the question I have for you is, which document should I sign? Don't answer it yet. A living will or a health care power of attorney, and what's the difference is? You're listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review on 96.9, 103.9, 740 AM. Additionally, nationally on iHeart, TuneIn, and iRadio Now. You got to be under the rock not to hear this, let me tell you. And we're going to be coming right back.
Do you need an attorney? Call someone you can trust. The Broward County Bar Association, a not-for-profit organization, was founded in 1925 to foster courtesy, ethics, and professionalism, as well as to provide necessary legal services throughout South Florida. The Broward County Bar Association, 3,000 members strong, has attorney members that work throughout the entire state of Florida, as well as nationally and internationally. Remember, the Broward County Bar Association is a referral you can count on. Call the Broward County Bar Association at 954-764-8310 for all your legal needs. A referral you can count on. 954-764-8310. Or contact online at browardbar.org. Non-lawyer spokesperson.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. Recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar. Featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori. Practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. Located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com. or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Yes, Legal News and Review is back on the air. I'm Philip Bell, the moderator for today's broadcast, along with legal panel host Michael Santucci. Hopefully Gary Singer will be here before the end of the segment. He's coming from court. And, of course, Gary Ostro is actually in mediation right now.
You know, I can wear the shoes of both Gary Ostro and Gary Singer and my own shoes, and I'll eat their lunches for them, too, if they're listening.
And you're sick right now, too. You're sitting way over there. I like that. Marsha, which document should I sign, a living will or health care power of attorney? Aren't they the same thing?
No, they're absolutely not the same thing. In my practice, I always ask my clients to have and sign both. The health care surrogate will control in other areas past death or in be up besides death, mm-hmm. such as you are unconscious and you need surgery, or they need to give you a special medication and you can't speak, or you've been heavily medicated. So the healthcare surrogate encompasses many, many situations, not just death, where the living will is only applies when you are terminal or there is no hope of recovery.
So you should have both, then.
As far as I'm concerned, yes, you definitely need both. And you also need to put in those documents which one would control if there is a discrepancy between the two.
Am I required to have an advance directive under Florida law?
No. You are not required to have it, although Florida law does give you certain things that are in there. When you go into the hospitals, however, every hospital, every doctor's office that you go to will always ask to sign one.
Sure.
And I don't particularly like their forms, because many times in their forms, they leave a lot of the discretion up to the physician. And in my forms, the physician has no discretion. It's the discretion of the healthcare surrogate if that controls, or it's what you have said is going to happen.
What's the default? What happens when someone doesn't have a medical directive?
That's a good question.
And they, you know, are in a
they will keep you
state.
Alive, yeah. Because they don't want to incur the liability that is associated with someone that doesn't have directives.
Yeah.
And they don't want it to make that decision on their own, because they don't want to hear about it.
Does anyone have the ability to make that decision absent a medical directive?
Many times in a durable power of attorney, which is another form that we're not talking about today, but it is something that is prescribed and proscribed in the Florida statutes, a durable power will have in it those powers having to do with living wills and or healthcare surrogates.
Okay. And Gary Singer just showed up, so I will give him his shoes back. You didn't hear the beginning of that, so that segment. So.
Yeah. Believe me, when you listen to the show, you'll laugh. Marcia, you also handle what I think is more the drama in your practice, which has to do about will contest. You always read about will contests, especially for larger estates. I mean, you handle some very complex estates. As a matter of fact, you shared with me, without the names, you've handled an estate as much as $250 million. That must have been complicated.
I've handled several of them, and they all have their own various nuances.
Over. Yeah, I would hate to...
Right. Again, going off the theme of will contest, you know, blended families is very common, especially in Florida. And I shared with you a story of my uncle that married my aunt's best friend after she passed. They were married for 30 years.
But she was still a new wife.
She was still a new wife, even though she was married to him for 30 years.
That's correct.
And you talk about controversy. He left all his money to her and nothing for his three boys, my cousins.
It happens often, and the law in the state of Florida, and perhaps throughout the country, is no child is entitled to an inheritance of any kind at any time. They believe that they are based on what's happened in their various families, but according to the law, you can leave your money to your next-door neighbor, sometimes to the janitor, or to anyone that you wish.
A trust for the care of your dog.
A pet trust. And we do in Florida have pet trusts. And actually, I've had some where there were very hefty sums of money left to the pet trust.
Marcia, this is Gary Singer. Can I get that in writing for my kids? Actually, a question.
They won't believe it.
That's definitely true. They don't believe anything I say. A question, you know, I think about a lot is Florida has a very strong spousal homestead, especially when it comes to property. But oftentimes, you know, you have a second marriage situation where they may have children from the other marriages
marriage,
and
right.
whatnot. How is there a way to get around that? Those spousal routes, spousal rights between the spouses?
There are a couple different things you can do. First of all, you can do a prenup or a postnup agreement where the spouse agrees to waive her or his rights in the marital home. The alternative, or what's really happened, is under the homestead law, not the most recent changes, but some changes that were made just a couple of years ago, we have changed it where after the death of the first spouse, if it's a second marriage, the surviving spouse gets nothing more than a life estate in the house. And there are percentages that go out to the children.
Okay.
If it's a first marriage and there are children from just the first marriage, the surviving spouse can get 100% of the homestead.
Okay.
Which is very different. So that's one of the things that may happen. But homestead is a constitutional as opposed to simply a statutory right.
What if the spouse that passes away has a terminable estate in the house? Like, for example, they're in a life estate, so there's nothing that survives them for the surviving spouse to take.
If they had only a life estate, then there would be nothing for the spouse to take. It would not be the spouse's homestead because there wasn't an ownership interest to pass along.
So that would be a way, kind of like the joint tenancy right of survivorship trick.
Kind of.
So that's one of the drafting tools. Now, postnuptial agreements and prenuptial agreements you were talking about to get around this, my understanding of those are fairly complicated, require multiple attorneys and whatnot.
Any postnup or prenup agreement does require each of the participants or the people involved in the contract to have their own lawyer. They can waive it, but generally the spouse who wants the agreement will even pay sometimes yeah. for there to be another attorney to read the agreement so that they are viable.
I deal with that in the music context when I'm doing management agreements between a music artist and a manager. Sometimes the manager will allow the artist to choose their own attorney, and the manager actually pays their own attorney. But very similar in the prenup, postnup situation.
Very similar. It's like a marriage.
Yeah.
Now, I came in a little bit late, but you know, oftentimes I understand that people don't want to leave stuff to minor children. Is there a reason for that?
If you leave things to minor children, you run into a guardianship. Guardianships go until the child is 18 years old. The problem with guardianships, number one, is they are labor intensive. You need a lawyer. You need to do annual accountings. And generally, the money is, if it's not in a trust, will be in a restricted account. So every time you need something for the child beyond the regular, which you may have a continuing mm-hmm. allowance, every time you need something extraordinary or different, you have to go into court to get a court order to have that paid, and that gets very expensive.
Very expensive. So how would a parent of young children avoid that
issue?
Leave
it in trust, and you can use a corporate fiduciary, or you can have a private person. It doesn't require a bank, although many times we suggest using a corporate fiduciary, even if it's a little more expensive, because you have that bad guy already in place.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Your firm is quite a large firm. It's actually international. I understand you have over 750 attorneys.
I'm very lucky to be a partner in such a firm. And actually, last weekend, we were all in Philadelphia, all in one room. And that was quite an experience.
Really?
Having 750 plus lawyers, it got very warm with all the hot air.
Duane Morris is a name. They're one of the top firms. And you to be made partner is a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
We are an international state. I'm just curious to know, are there issues regarding those people that are from another country and have assets here in the United States?
Sure. Assets that are here in the United States can be taxed depending on what their status is. Mm-hmm. Depends on whether someone is a resident alien, a green card holder, or whether they're simply here, and there are different laws and treaties that control those things.
Marcia, how does somebody get in touch with you if they have an estate planning issue or a will contest, or they just have some concerns about their health and they want to plan for the future?
I would love to hear from them. They can call me at 305-960-2230, or to get more information on me or on Duane Morris, the website is www.duanemorris.com.
And the phone number again is?
305-960-2230 is my direct line, and I actually pick it up myself rather than my secretary.
That awesome. Says a lot right there.
Well, Marsh, that was an incredible episode. I really wish I could have been here for the whole thing instead of stuck
yeah.
in traffic.
I said invite me back.
Well, I'd love to will. Have you back, especially because you're you have an LLM at the University of Miami.
I do.
Same as my late father. Has his LLM intact there as well, so that's fantastic to meet you. But the little bit I caught was very, very interesting. I want to thank you for coming out. And
thank
course,
you so much.
Phil and Mike as well, the Tooch. Always good to see you guys. I'll be here on time next time. And most importantly to our listeners, thank you so much for listening in. We'll see you soon. Be safe and
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.
Do you need an attorney? Call someone you can trust. The Broward County Bar Association, a not-for-profit organization, was founded in 1925 to foster courtesy, ethics, and professionalism, as well as to provide necessary legal services throughout South Florida. The Broward County Bar Association, 3,000 members strong, has attorney members that work throughout the entire state of Florida, as well as nationally and internationally. Remember, the Broward County Bar Association is a referral you can count on. Call the Broward County Bar Association at 954-764-8310 for all your legal needs. A referral you can count on. 954-764-8310 or contact online at browardbar.org. Non-lawyer spokesperson.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.